Ian Gregg reporting for CIFA Radio, due north. This initiative is made possible by the Community Radio Fund of Canada through the Local Journalism Initiatives Program. As we shuffle through the hustle and bustle of our busy cosmopolitan lives in Prince George, BC, at times we tend to think we live in a community that is architecturally dull. Many towns and cities across Canada are made up of rectangles, squares, and blocks, stacked on top of each other, like Lego bricks propping society up. There are exceptions to that rule, though. The Guru Gobind Singh Sikh Temple, off of 5th Avenue near Highway 97, was missing its iconic domes. The temple is a relatively striking architectural feature in our town, and just recently, those missing domes have been replaced. You can notice their golden glow bathing in the sunset. Operating on the assumption that every dome has a story to tell, we caught up with Tarlochan Singh Batty, Vice President at the Guru Gobind Singh Temple Association, 443 South Kelly Street.
This spring, domes were being removed from the Guru Gobind Singh Temple off of 5th Avenue. How many years had they been on top of the temple before they were taken down to be repaired or replaced?
They were close to 30 years.
How many domes are on top of the temple?
There's 5 altogether. One, the big one in the front, and then 4 in each corner of the building.
All right. Is there
one in each corner of the building, so 5 altogether.
Gotcha. Is there any significance to that number, like 5 domes specifically?
No, there isn't. It varies on the building. Some buildings have 3. Other buildings, it's a fairly big building compared to some of the other temples in BC. It's a building design that was 30 plus years ago, and we just stuck with that same design.
Right. Were they the original domes then?
They were the original domes, yes.
The domes that were installed recently, were they built by a local artisan, or who built them? Where did they come from?
They actually came from India. So I went to India in 2021, February. There's a fellow, he actually built domes for Sikh temples. He built statues and everything all over the world. He ships them all over the world. What happened was actually we had to redo a roof on the building. So the old ones were made of concrete and pretty heavy. And there were some crackings and stuff going on. So we had leakage in the roof. That's why we decided to remove the old ones. I redid a roof. And when I went to India, I was able to contact this gentleman. We got the process going. It took about a year and a half for them to get here.
Wow, that is a significant turnaround. That's quite a lot of time. The old domes were made out of concrete. What are the new ones built out of?
These are fiberglass. They're way, way lighter than the old ones.
That probably helped out with the install?
It did help out with the install. We can actually, two people can pick up the small one and then carry over it.
Is there any significance to the gold color? I believe the last ones were painted orange. These ones are gold. Is there any significance to that color scheme?
Last one were actually originally, we've changed colors on the last one several times. One time they were kind of blue a little bit in there. When they were painted the last time, they were actually, intention was to paint them gold. It was, but over time it just kind of faded away, being a concrete, and the color kind of changed. But they originally painted gold.
As citizens of Prince George, we go by buildings all the time. We don't really think about it. But obviously, these domes are important enough that care and attention is being paid to them to be replaced and to be maintained. And these ones are manufactured all the way over in India and transported to Prince George. What is the significance of these domes? What do they actually mean? Is there a symbology there?
Yeah, it symbolizes the temple, right? I mean, all over the world, no matter which temple you go to, with the exception of if it's a really, really small community and they may not have a dome, they may be just a building, but 99.9% temples throughout the world, they have a dome. So it started back in India, obviously, when Sikh religion was created. The building symbolizes, we have dome and we have our, we call it Nishan Sahib, which is our flag. That's in front of every temple. So every temple you go to will have that, we call it Nishan Sahib. That symbolizes it is a Gurudwara. It's like Guru's place.
And that flag you're referring to, it's on top of a rather large pole that's wrapped in blue lights. It looks like a really large spear.
Yes. And we, on that one, we actually, every year on Vaisakhi, which is in April, we actually lower that flag. We change the cloth on it every year. That's a symbol of Gurudwara, Sikh temple.
So a lot of it has to do with the recognition, just so that people coming to Prince George know where they can find the temple to more easily identify the building and access that community.
100%, yeah. That's one of the reasons for it. I mean, the other reason is it does symbolize Sikhism. Every temple has the flag, Nishan Sahib.
When the sun is setting at just the right angle and you're across the road, if you are south of Fifth Avenue, and you're looking at the temple, the tip of the flagpole catches the light and it's this brilliant beacon in the sky. It looks very alluring. Is there a significance to the reflection we see on top of the pole?
It's a metal piece that's on top?
Yes.
Yeah, that symbolizes a sword, actually, type of sword that our gurus used to fight. So that's called Khanda, Khanda. So that symbolizes Sikhism on top of it. So anybody that knows anything about Sikhism, they'll see that and they'll know that's a temple right there.
Another obvious point of wayfinding in a community or a new community.
Yes, that's great. Yeah.
In the pandemic, things have gotten a lot busier. People were quieter, really holed up. We had to be for safety reasons. But coming out of the pandemic, has the temple seen a surge of activity that either matches or is maybe even busier than it was prior to the pandemic?
It has gotten a lot busier. We've had lots of immigrants come to Canada, obviously. Lots of international students are here in Prince George. So we have seen exceeding number of people coming in since the pandemic.
Food is a very integral part of Sikhism, and every gathering features a good amount of food. If anybody wants to help out in the preparation of that food or the delivery of it or participating in it, is there any point of contact that they could get in touch with at the temple to learn more and help out?
Yes. So what we call it, it's called seva, basically volunteer service, right? If anybody wants to come in and help out with whether food preparation, not so much, because we have people that kind of cook, but, you know, there's a lot of other stuff, washing dishes, cleaning, all that. So it's all volunteer basis. Nobody gets paid. And the food is an important part of the Sikhism, because when this was started by one of our gurus, it was meant to be for, you know, any hungry person, doesn't matter, you know, regardless of your background, your beliefs, your culture, your religion, anybody's welcome in the temple. There's no restriction at all. Providing you follow the rules, you have to cover your head when you're in the temple. But the food is served in this temple is every Sunday. We have a service every Sunday, or sometimes somebody books a program that could be like that. Sometimes it goes for 3 days. It's called a Akhand Pat, in which we read our Guru Granth Sahib, which is a book, religious book. We read that for 3 days. Nonstop, like start on Friday morning, and we take turns. We read it nonstop for 3 days.
It's a marathon that definitely takes dedication.
It is a marathon, for sure, yeah.
You can get a hold of the temple for more information by calling 250-562-2766. A seva is held every Sunday around 1 p.m., and be aware there are rules for covering your head while visiting. Ian Gregg reporting for CIFA Radio, Due North. This initiative is made possible by the Community Radio Fund of Canada through the Local Journalism Initiatives Program.